The study by the University of Wisconsin-Madison looked at a half century of government census data on national forests. The results show the number of housing units within national forest boundaries tripled between the years 1950 and 2000. There's also been a big increase in development within a 50-kilometer radius of the forests. Researcher Volker Radloff says the growth has led to a rise in invasive species and put the squeeze on the movement of native wildlife.
Look, for instance, between the Shawamigan unit and the Nicolet unit of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, Vilas and Oneida counties, which are two of the counties in rural Wisconsin that have seen very high housing growth rates over the past decade. So what that means is then that we are losing the corridors between the national forests.
Radloff says he realizes many communities want to grow.
The danger is that if it's not occurring in a consensus-driven or a planning process, then the decisions will be made for these communities, and what that means is increasing isolation of these forests and strong environmental effects.
Radloff is an assistant professor in the Department of Forest Ecology and Management at UW-Madison. Last week, he presented his research to a meeting of the Ecological Society of America. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.